Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Orlando Magic host and sideline reporter for Bally Sports Florida on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. It's Dante Marcatelli. Dante, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be with you guys. And you guys are great, by the way. I'm getting caught up on my Cavs talk, and I squeezed in some Brown Stadium update. That's pretty impressive. I don't have a vote, but I'm all in favor of a dome, if we can make that happen, by the way. I don't know where
please,
that stands.
Please, God.
This
is not Orlando. This is Cleveland.
Yeah, and also, I like new things. I don't know how you feel about that. I like new flashy things, and I haven't had one of those in Cleveland for a while.
I mean, I've been here in December and November. I'm in favor of a dome, so I hope that gets done for you.
You just wish they could build a dome around the stadium so you didn't have to step outside when you're going to Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse when the Cavs are in town, right?
That's right. It's been cold. That's why I'm loving this. This weather is amazing. It's about to be hotter than the sun in Orlando for the next 3 months, so I'm enjoying this for a couple of days while we're here.
Well, we're enjoying it too. Well, sort of enjoying it. You know, it's one of those things where it's when it's really cold, you complain about it. When it's really hot, you complain about it. It's just kind of what we do here. Be honest with me, Dante. When this series, when it swung back to Orlando, in your wildest dreams, could you have seen the complete shift in momentum and shift in the way this series gone from game at the end of game two to the end of game four?
Well, I'll even go a step further. Not only the end of game two, you start game three and you're building 1-for-11. And you're thinking, my goodness, are they ever going to score in this series? I think that's kind of where your mind goes. Just struggled mightily on the offensive end. Obviously here, we know about the woes here, averaging about 84 points a game here in Cleveland. But you're thinking, okay, that's kind of what this team has done all year, is they don't get too high and they don't get too low. And that starts with Jamal Mosley, who, you know, Cavs fans are familiar with from his time here in Cleveland. But he just doesn't let them get too high, and he told them right away they did what they were supposed to do. They won their two games at home. Now we just have to go do what we're supposed to do and go win our two home games. But then you have that poor start in game three, and you're thinking, oh, my goodness, what's it going to take to come back and get into this series? What I could not have – I think you thought it was – you always think it's a chance. This team has been so good. They were 29-12 on their home floor all year. So they were fantastic in their own building. So you thought, okay, these games are going to be competitive. What you could have never foreseen was the margin for that outcome. I don't think anybody predicted that. I think everybody thought, okay, this will go back and be hopefully a competitive series, but to win the way they did, I think caught everybody off guard, and it you know, re-energized them, reinvigorated them, gave them more confidence coming back here to game five, because I don't think they 14 of your 18 guys had never set foot on the floor for a playoff game, and you didn't know what to expect in games one and two, and they at least have a better understanding of what they're in for tonight.
Yeah, there's no question. You look back at, you know, games one and two with Orlando here in Cleveland. The Magic, they really couldn't shoot at all. They had a hard time scoring, but that was the exact opposite when they got to Orlando. Now they come back to Cleveland here tonight. Do you expect them to shoot better than they did in games one and two?
Well, I hope so. I don't think it could be worse, right? If we're looking at those first two games. But listen, that's been the thing for this team for a couple of years now. They just haven't been a good offensive team for several years. They've been in 27, 28, 29 in 3-point shooting here the last 4 or 5 years. And you don't expect it to be that much bigger here going into the postseason when looks are harder to come by, and you got pressure, you got nerves, you got everything that goes with it. A great defensive team, one of the best in the NBA, in the Cleveland Cavaliers. So you don't expect them to come out and shoot 50% from beyond the arc. But a lot of them were open looks, guys. And I think that's the frustrating thing. You're working so hard on the offensive end, you get a good look and just couldn't knock it down. I mean, to shoot twice, you certainly expected better than 23%. From beyond the arc and knocked down 17 threes in the first two games combined. So I don't think you expected that. I think a lot of it was nerves and you know, getting open looks and pressing. And this team, when it's scoring the basketball, and it just brings a total life to the defensive end, and I think that helps them. So they got to get some to go in early. And listen, I mean, Jared Allen and Evan Mobley were absolutely sensational defensively in those first two games, and that's what the Magic's forte has been all year, scoring in the paint. And those two guys just didn't let them get anything in the basket. I think they shot 45% in the painted area in game one and missed 11 free throws and 18 turnovers. So I think as poor as it was on the offensive end, you came away from those two games saying, yes, Cleveland's an unbelievable defensive team, but, man, we shot ourselves in the foot a lot. If we can correct that, clean that up going into game three, give ourselves a chance.
Dante Marcatelli, Bally Sports, Florida, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, getting you ready for Cavs Magic Game 5 here in Cleveland. And so you mentioned the name Jared Allen. We're all a little antsy in our pantsy here because he is now questionable for tonight's game. How do you think the absence of, you know, how big of a win, how does that change things for Orlando if Jared Allen is either limited or can't go tonight?
Well, I think it's huge. Obviously, he's been so good in this series. He's obviously the leading rebounder and great on the offensive glass. But I think this team knows that it starts and stops with Donovan Mitchell. I mean, we saw him get 71 in the game before, saw him get 30 in game one. I think everybody knows he's capable of having a big game. But Jared Allen has been the one that's given so many second chance opportunities, so many offensive rebounds. I think another thing, too, that helps Orlando tonight, and it helped him certainly in games three and four, was starting Wendell Carter Jr. I think as good as Jonathan Isaac is, he doesn't have the girth and the size and the strength to keep Jared Allen off the glass like Wendell did in games three and four. So I think that was a huge change. And putting Jonathan Isaac back into that second unit, well, that, you know, the second unit was the fourth highest scoring bench unit in the NBA, and that kind of gave some stability back to them. So I think that kind of righted some things as well. And you're not going to get big numbers out of Wendell, but I think his ability to keep Jared Allen off the glass, I think, has been huge. And if he's limited or unable to go, well, then I think they fully expect, you know, you'll get a steady dose of Tristan Thompson, I'm sure, who's capable of mucking things up. I mean, he comes in here and he's grabbing, he's hitting guys, and, you know, that could be a much more physical game. But it puts a lot more pressure, I think, on Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland. I think those guys are going to have to perform, and all indications and everything you read is that those guys are going to shoot it a lot more here tonight, and they're certainly capable of having monster nights, no question.
Dante, I'm curious your opinion as an outsider on the job that J.B. Bickerstaff has done this season, last season, and now here in the playoffs. We're not huge fans of him in particular. I'm not trying to lead the question to you.
But he's awful, and you know,
I'm kidding. But I am curious your thoughts on J.B. Bickerstaff.
Well, I think it's interesting. I think it's a make-or-miss league, and I think if guys miss shots, I think it's easy to point fingers at the coach. I really do. I think the Cavs have gotten not a ton of open looks, but they've gotten open looks that they haven't made. The Magic are the best in the playoffs at defending the three, so they haven't been a ton of open looks, but I think the shots they have, they just haven't made. I mean, it's not George Niang. We have not defended George Niang since he got in the NBA as an organization. The fact that that guy's made 1-3 has got everybody baffled. We're expecting big games out of George Niang. We saw Sam Merrill come in and knock down 8 threes in a game. So I think you've got guys that are potent scorers. Max Strus, I mean, for years in Miami, did a lot of damage to the Orlando Magic. And Evan Mobley, has been very successful against Franz Wagner. So I think all of those things, you know, if they had played out like they typically do, I think you'd be having this conversation. But I think, you know, you got to make shots. At four games where you haven't gotten to 100 points, I think, you know, everybody's looking for someone to blame. I think it's a little bit unfair to put it on the coach personally. I think guys just got to go out there and perform better. And I know everybody's hinting at, you know, the rotations and searching switches and trying to find rotations. Well, it worked beautifully in games one and two. Just weren't able to execute it as well in games three and four. So listen, nothing's lost. If they win all their home games, they move on to round two and none of it matters. But I always typically think a lot more gets put on the coach than it should.
So I know you've talked a little bit about how the offense looked the first two games here in Cleveland of the series, where the Magic really struggled to crack 80, let alone trying to get up to 90. You also mentioned the nerves and kind of that first playoff taste. Are you expecting a better offense to come out tonight for Orlando than maybe what you saw those first two games?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
In Cleveland.
I think so. I just think for the standpoint, you've had games three and four. You've made shots. You've come in with more confidence. And I think you'll come into this game tonight at least knowing, okay, we can start 1-for-11 and still win a game. That's what happened in game three, as opposed to, okay, now we're starting 0-for-6 and this is uncharted territory. We've never gone down this road. You know, digging out of a 12-point deficit every first quarter, that's what's done you in. You've been able to hold your own from the second quarter on, but it's been those poor starts. I mean, you haven't scored first in the series. You haven't been able to get the first basket yet. You didn't have your first lead till midway through the first quarter of game three. So I think having gone through all of that, I think there's a calm and an understanding that, okay, you know, Cleveland's going to be fired up. This was as loud a building as any of those players had heard after game one and two, you know, before we went home and heard our fans in our building just as loud, which was great for them and propelled them. But so they you know, I think that combination of everything, you know, kind of really jolted them a little bit. But still, you were able to defend. You were able to hold them under 100 points both games. So your defense didn't waver. I just couldn't make shots. So I don't think they'll press as much. I don't think if they get down or start poorly, I don't think they'll press. They're fully expecting, you know, Cleveland come out and hit them early. Can you weather the first storm, and then can you calm down and go from there?
Dante, do we know if the Wagners have an armed detail with them today? Because I will say, I don't know that any brothers outside of the Menendez brothers have engendered as much enmity from people as the Wagner brothers have here in Cleveland.
Well, first of all,
we're going there, huh? Okay.
You're a very – veritable wordsmith. I don't. You said so many words in there, I don't even understand. That's amazing. But first of all, can the fans
try being me every day there, partner?
That's tough to live up to. Can the fans get the right Wagner brother? First of all, they boo Franz just as loudly as they boo Mo, but maybe they just don't like him equally, like you're saying. I think it's an easy pivot to here in Buckeye country to dislike anyone from Michigan. So I think they came in knowing they had one strike against them. But I think we came into this series, any playoff series, no matter who we were going to play, fully knowing that Mo Wagner was probably going to make enemies with an entire state, no matter what city we went to. It happened to be Cleveland. But he doesn't play dirty. He doesn't take cheap shots. He just plays hard, and he's an irritant out there. There's no question about it. He's one of those guys you love when he's on your team, and when he's playing against you, he's frustrating as heck. But I think he loves it. He welcomes it. He he's not doing anything different than he's done all year or his entire career. So he's not hamming it up for the playoffs. This is who he is. This is how he plays. And he certainly welcomes. He certainly welcomes. And he told us, he said, oh, boy, we know what's coming when we go back to Cleveland. But he embraces that. He'll be ready for it.
I will say Cleveland fans disagree with your assessment of Mo as not a dirty player. But I understand it's the playoffs. All right, we can have differing opinions.
Sure.
Dante, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy game five, but don't enjoy it as much as we'd like to enjoy it, because if the Cavs don't win, it's going to be a brutal day tomorrow. So I'm just saying, enjoy it a little bit.
All right, you got it. Take care, guys. Hopefully we'll have a better offensive game from everybody here than we had in games one and two. Let's have a fun game, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Let's just make it watchable. Dante, great stuff. Dante Morgan. Orlando Magic host and sideline reporter for Bally Sports Florida.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben and Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill friendly meats like organic air chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.